In a world where information doubles every 18 to 24 months, we're drowning in content while starving for meaning. Curate This by Steven Rosenbaum arrives as a lifeline for anyone overwhelmed by digital noise. This practical guide has become required reading at leading business schools and a favorite among tech entrepreneurs like Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian, who calls it essential for anyone building community online. Beyond business circles, the book has influenced how major museums approach their digital presence and how journalists at outlets like The Atlantic and Vox think about story packaging. Rosenbaum, who curates the Camera Planet archive of 9/11 videos at the National 9/11 Memorial Museum, doesn't just theorize about curation, he lives it, transforming how we navigate the digital landscape from chaos to clarity. Are you overwhelmed by information overload? Do you find yourself naturally organizing chaos into meaningful patterns? You might be a curator at heart. In today's digital landscape, curation has evolved from a museum function to an essential digital literacy skill, becoming as crucial as content creation itself in our information-saturated world. True curators possess a distinct set of attributes that separate them from casual content sharers. They are makers with creative voices who don't just collect, they create meaning through their selections. Like a master chef selecting ingredients, they understand that each piece must contribute to a larger narrative. They demonstrate bold leadership, willing to take risks and explore across media boundaries, whether combining academic research with pop culture references or bridging traditional and digital art forms. Unlike passive consumers, curators actively organize chaos into coherent narratives that resonate with specific audiences, much like how Spotify playlist curators craft emotional journeys through music selection. What distinguishes exceptional curators is their ability to distribute content strategically across platforms while maintaining a distinctive voice it connects with their audience. They understand each platform's unique characteristics, knowing that what works on Instagram might need adaptation for LinkedIn or Twitter. They possess finely tuned filtering instincts, separating signal from noise in an overwhelming information environment. The best curators balance leadership with community engagement, knowing when to guide and when to listen, often fostering vibrant discussions around their selections. Perhaps most importantly, successful curators excel at mixing, combining diverse elements into a coherent whole that's greater than the sum of its parts. Think of DJ Khaled bringing together artists for hit collaborations, or Maria Popova weaving literature, science, and philosophy on brain pickings. They transform seemingly unrelated pieces into meaningful patterns. Consider how Nerdwriter on YouTube combines film analysis, social commentary, and art history to create compelling cultural insights. Or how museum curators juxtapose historical artifacts with contemporary art to illuminate new perspectives. This transformative role elevates curators beyond mere content creators to thought leaders who frame conversations and provide valuable context. In a world where anyone can publish, the curator's ability to find meaning amidst the noise becomes increasingly valuable. Modern curators serve as trusted guides, helping audiences navigate through information abundance while adding layers of interpretation and understanding. As Seth Godin notes in his endorsement of the book, "In a world of infinite shelf space and overwhelming choice, curation is the new marketing." Successful curators like Tim Ferriss demonstrate this by carefully selecting guests and topics for their platforms, creating valuable connections that audiences might miss otherwise. The question isn't whether we need curators, it's whether you're ready to become one. The digital age demands individuals who can not only collect and organize, but transform information into wisdom, creating meaningful experiences that educate, inspire, and connect communities. Curation is often mistakenly equated with editing, but these roles serve fundamentally different functions in our information ecosystem. Understanding this distinction is crucial for anyone working in content creation, publishing, or digital media. Editors work within traditional publishing structures, refining content created by professional writers for established outlets. They operate behind the scenes across various media to clarify, polish, and ensure narrative coherence. From editor-in-chief to copy editor, their responsibilities form a hierarchical structure. Managing editors oversee content strategy, developmental editors shape story structure, line editors refine prose, and copy editors perfect grammar and style. Their collective focus remains consistent, improving existing content before publication. They're the invisible hands that shape what we read, often spending weeks or months with a single piece to achieve publication-ready perfection. Curators, by contrast, operate above the content creation layer, functioning more like museum directors than manuscript revisers. They bring their distinct voice and perspective to already published work, creating new editorial collections that tell larger stories. Unlike editors who revise body text, curators make minimal adjustments, perhaps tweaking headlines or selecting thumbnails, while preserving the integrity of the original content. Their value lies not in refinement, but in discovery, selection, and contextualization. A curator might spend mere minutes deciding whether to include a piece, but those decisions are informed by years of expertise and pattern recognition. What makes curation particularly powerful is its ability to filter meaningful content from the overwhelming deluge of information. In an era where over 2 million blog posts are published daily and social media generates billions of pieces of content, curators become our trusted guides, helping us navigate complexity. They don't just collect, they connect dots between disparate pieces, revealing patterns and insights that might otherwise remain hidden. This pattern recognition becomes increasingly valuable as information volume grows exponentially. Consider how Maria Popova transforms literary excerpts, scientific studies, and philosophical musings into the cohesive intellectual feast that is Brain Pickings, drawing connections between centuries-old wisdom and contemporary challenges. Or how Jason Hirschhorn's ReDef newsletter weaves together media, technology, and fashion stories into a narrative about cultural transformation, spotting emerging trends before they become mainstream. Dave Pell's Next Draft distills thousands of daily news stories into 10 essential items, each accompanied by insightful commentary. These aren't editors improving individual works, they're curators creating entirely new value through thoughtful selection and arrangement. As Yuri Milner, the successful internet investor, observed, "With information doubling every 18 to 24 months, the next big thing is curation." In a world of information abundance, the curator's ability to find signal amidst noise becomes not just valuable, but essential. Their work represents a new form of creative expression, one that helps us make sense of an increasingly complex world through the art of selection, arrangement, and interpretation. Let's be honest. At first glance, content curation feels weird. You're sharing someone else's work, potentially benefiting from their creative effort. How do we navigate this ethically and legally? Rosenbaum frames curation as a three-legged stool involving creators, curators, and consumers, each with legitimate interests that must be balanced. For curation to function ethically, it must respect creators while adding genuine value for audiences. This isn't about copying, it's about contextualizing. To practice responsible curation, follow these essential guidelines. Always excerpt rather than reproduce entire works. Provide proper attribution that clearly identifies original creators. Add meaningful context that transforms the original into something new. Include links back to original sources so readers can explore further. Respect image copyright, which often operates under different rules than text. Avoid using no-follow attributes that deny SEO credit to original sources. And ensure your excerpts remain proportionately small compared to your added context. The legal foundation for ethical curation lies in fair use doctrine. As copyright expert Patricia Ofterhide explains, curators function as creative actors, similar to editors and museum curators, who showcase work in new contexts that add meaning. Fair use protects your right to incorporate copyrighted material into new works that serve different purposes than the original. This isn't a loophole. It's a deliberate safety valve built into copyright law to prevent censorship and encourage creative evolution. After all creators build upon existing culture. Even Shakespeare borrowed heavily from earlier works, transforming them into something new and enduring. When evaluating whether your curation qualifies as fair use, consider four factors: the purpose and character of your work. Is it transformative? The nature of the original work, the amount of material you've taken, and the effect on a market for the original. The more your curation transforms the original through context and commentary, the stronger your fair use claim. Remember, ethical curation creates a virtuous cycle where everyone benefits. Creators gain exposure, curators provide value through discovery and context, and audiences find meaningful content they might otherwise miss. When done right, curation isn't theft, it's amplification. How does content curation affect your search engine visibility? This question has evolved significantly as search algorithms have matured. While Google traditionally rewarded original content creators, the landscape has shifted to recognize the value that thoughtful curation adds to the digital ecosystem. Modern search engines now evaluate content based on user value rather than solely on originality. Bruce Clay's illuminating study compared three content approaches with fascinating results. Automatically generated summaries with links performed poorly, as search engines penalized this low-effort approach, often resulting in rankings 30-40% lower than original content. Editorialized curation, with 200-plus unique words, dropped slightly in rank compared to the original, but still performed respectably, maintaining about 80-85% of the original search visibility. Most interestingly, passages from original posts combined with substantive editorialized curation match the original's ranking, demonstrating that quality curation can achieve search parity with original content when done thoughtfully. What does this mean for your curation strategy? First, quantity matters. Include at least 200 words of original content with each curated piece, though 300 to 400 words is ideal. This demonstrates to search engines that you're adding genuine value rather than simply aggregating. Second, diversity counts. Draw from high-quality, varied sources rather than repeatedly curating from the same few sites. A good rule of thumb is to maintain a source diversity ratio of at least 1-3, meaning no single source should represent more than 1/3 of your curated content. Beyond these basics, successful SEO-friendly curation requires producing varied content types, not just lists or summaries, creating shareable material that naturally attracts backlinks, delivering genuine value through careful selection of relevant information, and building relationships with original sources who might promote your curated collections. Consider incorporating multiple formats, such as expert roundups, trend analysis pieces, and comparative studies that synthesize insights from multiple sources. Content presentation also plays a crucial role. Structure your curated pieces with clear hierarchies, descriptive subheadings, and strategic use of formatting to enhance readability. Include multimedia elements when relevant, as search engines increasingly value content that provides a comprehensive user experience. Implement proper attribution practices using both links and text citations to acknowledge original sources while building credibility with search algorithms. What should you avoid? Rosenbaum warns against SEO cheating tactics like link hoarding through no-follow attributes, which deny SEO credit to original sources, and curating for search engine bots rather than human readers. These short-term tricks ultimately backfire as algorithms grow increasingly sophisticated at manipulation. Other red flags include excessive keyword stuffing, duplicate content across multiple pages, and failing to add substantive commentary to curated pieces. The most effective approach? Focus on human value first. When you consistently deliver thoughtfully curated content that genuinely helps your audience navigate information overload, search engines will eventually recognize and reward that value. This means developing a clear editorial voice, maintaining consistent quality standards, and regularly updating your curation strategy based on audience feedback and engagement metrics. As with most digital strategies, authenticity wins in the long run, with search engines increasingly able to identify and reward content that provides genuine value to users. While algorithms attempt to automate content discovery, they often miss the nuanced understanding that human judgment provides. Community-powered curation offers a more effective alternative when organized around coherent interests and expertise. This human-driven approach excels at identifying subtle patterns, cultural relevance, and contextual significance that automated systems frequently overlook. Publishing expert Joe Weikert envisions a future where specialized community curators filter content behind paywalls, sharing recommendations with subscribers for a fee. In this model, successful curators build personal brands based on their discernment and earn commissions for their selections. Professionals with high hourly rates willingly pay for this service, recognizing that time saved from information filtering delivers significant value. For instance, a business executive paying $200 per hour might gladly spend $50 monthly for curated industry insights that save them hours of research time. We already see this dynamic at work on platforms like Reddit, which attracts over 100 million monthly visitors. Users submit and vote on content, gaining karma for quality contributions. Specialized subreddits like rScience and rAskHistorians demonstrate how strict community standards and expert moderation can maintain high-quality discussions. This creates a self-regulating ecosystem where the community collectively determines what rises to prominence. While the system isn't perfect, popular isn't always synonymous with valuable, it demonstrates the power of distributed human judgment through mechanisms like peer review and community verification. Curalytics founder Stefan Davis takes this concept further, analyzing curation data to identify taste groups and taste leaders, users who consistently curate content that others later add to their own collections. These natural curators emerge organically through their actions rather than self-proclamation. For example, in music communities, certain users consistently identify emerging artists months before they gain mainstream recognition. They create community through content interaction rather than explicit social connections, providing rich subjective data about how taste distributes across a community. What makes community curation particularly powerful is its ability to surface content that algorithms might miss, the quirky, unexpected connections that don't fit neatly into recommendation engines but resonate deeply with human interests. Consider how platforms like Product Hunt rely on community curators to spotlight innovative tools and services that might be overlooked by traditional discovery methods. When properly supported with tools and recognition, these natural community curators become invaluable assets, helping others navigate information abundance through trusted human filters. The most successful platforms don't force community curation, they create environments where it naturally emerges, identifying and amplifying the voices that consistently demonstrate good judgment. Platforms like Goodreads and Pinterest succeed by combining algorithmic recommendations with community curation, creating hybrid systems that leverage both technological efficiency and human insight. As information continues to proliferate, these human filters become increasingly valuable, complementing algorithms with the irreplaceable element of taste and judgment. The future of content discovery likely lies in this balanced approach, where artificial intelligence and human curation work in tandem to provide the most relevant and meaningful recommendations. Curation extends far beyond mere selection and organization. The third critical C, context, transforms a simple collection into something truly valuable. Without context, you're just another aggregator in a sea of content. With it, you become an indispensable guide. Effective curators develop deep understanding of both their subject matter and their audience. They recognize that today's information landscape has fundamentally transformed from unilateral to bilateral. News creation and dissemination are now accessible to anyone with a smartphone. This democratization demands that organizations adapt to new technologies and consumption patterns, with context serving as the bridge between raw information and meaningful understanding. Finding the needle in the haystack amid the internet's information overload requires customizing content to your audience's specific needs. This creates trusted relationships through consistent delivery of relevant, high-quality information. As PricewaterhouseCoopers recommends, contextual strategy requires strategic integration of content into broader business plans, understanding audience engagement preferences, developing multimedia content tailored to your specific audience, and knowing how your audience consumes media. Consider how Brain Pickings creator Maria Popova transforms literary excerpts by placing them in conversation with scientific research and philosophical concepts. Or how the financial newsletter Finimize makes complex market movements accessible by providing historical context and real-world implications. These curators don't just collect, they connect, creating meaning through juxtaposition and explanation. To maximize impact, successful curators use multiple platforms to reach their audience, creating various content pieces from each curation effort. They incorporate contextually relevant calls to action that guide readers toward deeper engagement. Most importantly, they maintain audience trust by delivering consistent, curated content that helps people understand the world. As noise grows exponentially, audiences increasingly rely on curators to provide collections that are not just interesting, but relevant to their specific needs and interests. Context isn't just a nice addition to curation. It's the essential element that transforms random collections into meaningful guidance. In a world of information abundance, context is the scarcest and most valuable resource. Once dismissed as pirates stealing others' content, curators are now recognized as valuable contributors to the digital ecosystem. Sites like The Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, and Upworthy have demonstrated that curated content can drive significant traffic and revenue when executed strategically. The key to successful monetization? Owning the platform and controlling the click. As digital strategist Scott Scanlon astutely observes, the smartest people in the world are working hard to come up with ways to get you to click on ads. When you curate on platforms you don't control, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or Medium, you're building someone else's assets while only marginally affecting your own. Successful monetization requires quality content, an engaged audience, and direct contact with visitors on platforms you control. Monetization strategies generally fall into three categories, each with distinct advantages. Advertising remains the most common approach, encompassing display ads, banners, video pre-roll, and increasingly native advertising that matches the form and function of the platform. While ad rates have declined over time, scale and targeting can still make this viable for curators with substantial audiences. Subscription models place curated collections behind paywalls, often mixing curation with premium original content. This approach works particularly well for specialized information that delivers clear value to professional audiences. Consider how the information or strategy have built sustainable businesses curating and analyzing tech industry news for subscribers willing to pay for quality insights. E-commerce integration connects curation directly to purchasing through affiliate links to relevant products. For niche topics like cooking, fashion, or technology, recommending specific products creates natural monetization opportunities. Building an email list through newsletter signups creates tremendous value for future marketing efforts, regardless of your primary monetization strategy. Whatever approach you choose, remember that quality content remains the foundation. Without desirable content and an engaged audience, no monetization strategy will succeed. The most successful curators focus first on building trust through consistent, valuable curation, then introduce monetization as a natural extension of the relationship they've established with their audience. As curation continues to evolve from fringe activity to mainstream business practice, the opportunities for thoughtful monetization will only expand. The key is maintaining the delicate balance between commercial interests and curatorial integrity, preserving the trust that makes your curation valuable in the first place. Successful curation doesn't happen by accident. It requires intentional systems and consistent practices. Whether you're curating for personal interest or professional purposes, these practical approaches will help you develop a sustainable curation workflow. Start by identifying your unique curatorial focus. What specific intersection of topics reflects your expertise and passion? The most compelling curators don't try to cover everything. They develop distinctive perspectives at the intersection of multiple domains. Think of Maria Popova connecting literature, science, and philosophy, or Tim Ferriss curating productivity, health, and entrepreneurship insights. Your unique combination creates your curatorial signature. Develop systematic content discovery routines. Effective curators don't wait for content to find them. They actively hunt for it through carefully structured processes. Build a diverse RSS feed of trusted sources using tools like Feedly or InnerReader. Create Twitter lists organized by topic to filter the noise. Set up Google alerts for specific keywords relevant to your focus. The key is creating systems that consistently surface potential content without overwhelming you. Master the art of strategic reading. Not every piece deserves the same attention. Learn to quickly evaluate content through headlines, introductions, and conclusions before deciding whether to read deeply. Tools like Pocket or Instapaper let you save promising content for later evaluation, creating a personal content queue you can process during dedicated curation sessions. Establish clear selection criteria based on your audience's needs. What specific problems are they trying to solve? What knowledge gaps do they need filled? What perspectives are they missing? Every piece you curate should address at least one of these needs. This audience-centered approach keeps your curation focused and valuable rather than random or self-indulgent. Add meaningful context to everything you share. Explain why each piece matters, how it connects to larger trends, where it challenges conventional wisdom, or how it might be applied practically. This contextual layer transforms simple sharing into true curation and establishes your distinctive curatorial voice. Finally, maintain consistent publishing rhythms that your audience can count on. Whether it's a daily email, weekly newsletter, or monthly roundup, reliability builds trust and habit. Use scheduling tools to maintain consistency even when your personal schedule fluctuates. Remember that curation is ultimately about trust. Your audience relies on you to filter the overwhelming information landscape into something manageable and meaningful. Honor that trust by maintaining high standards, transparent practices, and genuine value in everything you share.